Just fucking nosedived. And there's Lissa.
Yeah.
There were no survivors.
You killed our vibe, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we did.
We did step off really quick. Oh, okay. So I'll check you guys next week.
Yeah. Are you going to go on
that game? I'm a sub.
Oh, God.
Nice.
Dude. Yeah, you know what happened today?
You should really start streaming Conan, honestly.
Hey, I used to get like triple-digit viewers when I streamed Conan because nobody streamed it.
If only Tinker streamed.
Oh, did you start that gig yet? Did you get that job?
I went in today, and the opening that was going to be available is no longer available because she's like, "Oh, I guess I don't have to quit my job."
Oh God!
Yeah, you started today though, right? Oh no, tomorrow. Yeah.
No, today was the first day.
Oh, yeah. Shit. How'd it go?
It was good. The bar fucking sucked, dude. I hate public transportation.
Why are you taking... Oh, because you don't want to drive through us for then find parking. They don't have on-site parking?
No. It's all paid parking. Yeah, and it's like $50 a day for the parking nearby.
What? So in like 2 months, you'll be able to afford it.
Dude, parking at the BART is $2, and the train, it's the ticket itself is like,
and BART's pretty $10. Good. You don't have to get up like 2 hours early like you would in LA if you're taking the bus.
No, yeah, I don't.
I've ever taken an LA bus, but I drive
to the BART station. That's like maybe 10 minutes, and then the train takes an hour, and then the walk from the train is 5 minutes to the office. So. It's good. It just fucking sucks, dude. Like, there's so many, like, the whole way home, I knew I was going to be tilted.
Stinky.
So, no, because, like, I brought my weed pen with me so I can, like, smoke after work on the BART on the way home because I rode BART once before and it was already disgusting and it was, like, triggering me. And then when I rode it this morning, there was just so many, like... It's so early in the morning and you're already like sweaty and like,
no, dude, it's so bad.
It's like fucking insane. Like,
so when I only took it to get, cause I had to, it was when Sam visited for the Tool concert. So we had to go to Sacramento. So we took the BART to a train. Like we went to where the BART's ending and we took a train, but dude, we like could not breathe on the BART, and the one guy that was the worst, like it was fine until this one guy got on, this huge white dude with the craziest face tattoo I've ever seen. It looked like he was wearing a medieval helmet, like, and he was like 6'5", 250 plus, like he was huge. So like we didn't want him to like look at us. I wasn't trying to get my ass beat in front of my girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? But it was lick, so bad. And of course he got on at the north end of SF, so we had to sit with him all the way through the bay tunnel, all the way through all the way to the end. Like, oh dude. I have a face tattoo just because of the smell. Like permeated through the air from his orifices,
dude. It was like I had the urge to just like start fighting. Like it was so bad. Like, dude, there was this dude.
Wow,
there was this guy, this like tall Indian dude, and he just fucking smelled so horrible. His like armpits were sweating, and he kept bumping into me. Like he wouldn't like he
was
wouldn't
it bumping or sliding.
it was his belly that was hitting my arm, and ooh, it was just like
the hell?
I started like strengthening my arm just to like to push him a little bit, and then he would still like he would just keep fucking like leaning towards me and just rubbing his fucking stomach on my arm.
Sounds like a Ben Stiller movie.
And he just kept and he was like fucking, he was taller than me, obviously, because I'm a short piece of shit. And he kept, like, his breath was just like pointed directly at me. Like, his mouth and his breath was just on me. And, like, the only time there was, like, relief was when it would stop. No, that was after we were done. The only time I was able to fucking, like, breathe normally is when the train stopped and the doors opened to let people in, because we were right next to the door. And I would just like take
5-10 minutes.
Dude, I was trying to. I was getting 30
seconds to breathe in between.
Yeah.
I can't hear Wood at all. And I'm bummed I missed that joke.
I think he said, what was his name?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, I'm not bummed at all. I'm glad I can't hear him. Is he really quiet for you guys too?
Yeah.
No, I can hear him.
There, you're better. There you go.
Cool. But yeah.
Are we starting now? So I've been giving my best shit. I heard you a little, and I'm sure if I re-listened, I'd be able to hear it, but I don't listen to this shit.
So. I mean, I heard him loud and clear.
Loud Tinker. He just called the podcast shit, so.
Has anyone ever called it anything else?
But yeah, public transportation is fucking.
I don't do public.
Okay, I have crazy. Hitman. I'm sorry, podcast, that you didn't hear my voice at all. I wasn't really talking much because they were telling good stories, but I did say a couple things. Anyways, here's the solution: you get yourself a little travel Vicks vapor rub, and right before you get on that train every day, you rub it right below your nose.
Oh my!
I used that trick when I went to visit the coroner. For like a tour.
Oh, geez.
And yeah, it helped a little bit.
Did you do that at Disneyland?
It helped a little bit, except for the stinky tank.
Dude, I do that.
No, this was when I was in college. This was when I was.
I do that shit at like the fucking cons, like PAX East or fucking
PlushCon.
Oh, Comic Con was pretty bad. Yeah. It would have worked there if I had the hindsight or the foresight to use it.
Well, at Comic Off, am I right?
Oh my god.
That was terrible.
Comma BO.
Jamie! Stop, whatever you're doing.
Jesus, dude.
Your story got like a little sexual there for a minute because you were like, he kept bumping up against me and then I strengthened my arm.
I think you're reading really straight out of Maxim.
I flexed my hand.
No, I was...
And I grabbed him.
I grabbed him right in the junk.
Passionately.
No, but I really wanted to fight him. I wanted to be like, dude.
I'm pretty sure this is a misconnection.
It's the implication, dude.
Yeah.
Nowhere to go on the bar.
I gotta say, one nice thing about being really tall is you rarely have to deal with other people's bad breath.
Yeah, yeah.
Or their BO, specifically. Like, you never get armpit level. Whereas, I'm always... Yeah, what do you know about it, Tinker? Shorty?
Shut the fuck up. You're 3 inches taller than me.
Are you saying 3 inches doesn't make a big difference?
Dude, I'm 5'6". I know all about that, dude. I'm always smelling people.
You're 5'6"?
Yeah, dude.
Oh my! I thought I was short.
He's pretty short.
No, dude. That's what I said. I'm a short piece of shit. Dude, I'm hella short.
I was 5'6" in fifth grade.
Yeah, but you still pose
I bet. I was like 4'6" in fifth grade.
I was taller than my teacher.
So you bully your teachers, is that what you're saying?
My friend was
bumped into her with my stomach.
He was 4 years younger than me, and this dude was like 6'5" with a beard and like 200 pounds. And he was like...
Sure?
200 sounds pretty skinny for 6'5".
Wait, are you sure he didn't fail like 5 times?
No, dude, he was legit. He was like fucking 12 years old, dude, and he had a fucking beard coming out. Like, it worked out really
well. 12 years old.
Yeah, he was 6'5".
Damn, she fat.
He was tall as fuck. Fucking lumberjack, dude. Like, it's insane.
He's probably playing basketball right now professionally.
No, he's, like, probably, like, in an alleyway, like, doing heroin or something.
Jesus.
No, like, wow. This was, like, yeah.
Hey, Connor, rickety cricket.
No, dude, this is
pretty this sure was,
the ghetto
Hitman's talking about
life.
That guy.
Dude, that's what I said. Was he held back like 10 times?
It's a funny story about a 25-year-old faking his way into high school.
Oh, I know. This guy faked his
school. Yeah. So the way he got found out is because one of his coaches he used to play for played against him and told his head coach, like, hey, I coached that guy like 8 years ago.
Wait, how do you fake, like, what? He just went into the school and, like, showed up for classes? Like, I don't get that.
Not only that,
card you.
But he picked up a 14-year-old girlfriend.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to assume nothing illegal happened. They were just...
It's the implication.
Platonic?
Oh, God. Dude, really?
I mean, it is the implication. Dude. You're that old and you're dating a 14-year-old. What does that imply?
Yeah, your guys' minds all went there. They just held hands.
I mean, if that is the case, I hope that he's fucking, like, prosecuted for that shit. If that is the case. Because it's disgusting.
He only got arrested for, like, faking government documents or something.
That's still a felony, though.
I don't know. It's Texas. They're weird.
Texas?
Very weird.
I think that story is from Texas.
Wait, was this in Houston?
Wait, Neon dated him? Oh my God.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Wait, let me see his picture. Motherfucker.
God damn.
I thought he seemed mature.
Oh, it happened in Dallas.
Where do you live?
I live like 7 hours away from Dallas.
Address. I didn't know that was the long distance relationship you were talking about.
Okay. Interesting.
She. Dude, Arrested Development came out today.
Today's the 29th. Oh shit.
Yes. I'm so excited. I've been watching. I was literally. I'm 10 minutes in and it's all recap still.
Wait.
No spoilers. I'm
watching this show called Deception.
Inception?
Deception?
No, Deception.
Did you say it's not a good movie?
It's a movie. Conception? No.
Deception. Jesus Christ.
Interception.
Church. Latter-day Saints.
What's it on? Let's start there.
Well, I don't know, dude. I'm watching it illegally.
Oh, God.
Streaming it with this 100% legit app. It's on ABC. Yeah, dude, oh, for God. Sure. But it's actually a legit show. It's
ABC?
About, yeah. It's a legit show.
It's available on Hulu, it says.
It's legit. It's good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I was gonna expose you, but never mind.
It's about.
I don't want to expose you to our three listeners.
Expose who?
I got a really good story.
You. Wait, I think I know what you're talking.
It's about. The best story I think I have.
I know what you're talking.
I mean,
about
that's appropriate for this podcast.
Wait, what is it? Give me a hint first, because I need to know what this is.
We were just talking about it when we were talking about shows. Like I literally just brought it up.
Wait, what show? Oh God.
I know, I gotta tell it. So,
please God, no.
For those of you who don't know, Jeremy and I used to live together when I worked at SUMC.
Good times.
One day, we're at the lair, and I walk up behind him to ask him something. And no, at first we were at the lair. In the middle of the day, we were at the lair. And you slam your laptop, and I'm like, what the fuck? But it was in the middle of, like, them cracking down on watching Twitch and everything, so I thought maybe he thought I was, you know, a director or something. And he was watching Twitch. So I go home, and at night, I'm asking him, do I need to reset the internet or something? I don't know. So I knock on his door, and no answer. So I go in, and all the lights are out. And he's sitting at his desk, and he slams his laptop again. And I was like, oh, shit. Jeremy, what were you watching? He's like, nothing. I was like, Jeremy, come on. We tell each other everything. What were you watching? What kind of porn are you into? He was like, Asian. I was like, you're lying about what kind of porn you're watching? Come on, to be honest. He was like, no. So I go over and I open his laptop and he's watching Teen Wolf.
Shame!
Dude, I like the lore. Like, the lore is very interesting. Like, with werewolves and, like, it's interesting, dude. It's really interesting. Like, I know it has horrible, like, teeny bopper, everything. Like, love story moments.
Everything.
But, like, the fighting and, like, the character progression and the lore is legit. Like, it's actually good.
Is it still on?
It is.
You would know.
You know what's a good show that I just started on Netflix? Is Safe.
Dude, I finished that already. It was actually...
The first episode, I was like, all right, this is boring. Really? And then the second episode, they're like, get ready, motherfucker. And they just start
hitting you. Okay, I gotta watch this because I watched the first... I watched the first episode, like the first 15 minutes, and then I stopped.
No, the first episode, you're like, okay, this is stupid and boring.
Wait till the end.
Then
at the very end, it like...
By the time you get to the second episode, you're like, holy shit, this is a show.
That's what happened to me with one of... What show did you recommend? Not Evil Geniuses, the other one.
Oh, Mindhunters?
Mindhunters. Yeah, I saw the first episode and like I just stopped watching. It was like, I don't know.
You're a loser.
No, Mindhunters is really good. I liked it a lot.
Well, I guess I'll watch it, but
I gotta watch Safe then.
Yeah, Safe.
You have to watch Safe, dude.
But Deception.
It's
Michael
C. Hall. That's the same guy from Dexter. It's Dexter.
Yeah.
So the first thing he's done since his cancer, since Dexter, really.
What do you call it? It's about a magician that helps the FBI.
Oh, God. I think I actually have seen that. Is it Borat from GoldenEye?
A magician that helps the
FBI. No, I'm thinking of a different show.
Yeah, he's like a super famous magician, and then, his life gets fucked up, and then he starts helping the FBI, but he does, like, hella sick magic shit that they do. I don't know.
How's the lore, though?
Lore for fucking... There's no mythology in this fucking TV show, goddammit. Shut your fucking lore mouth.
So, Deception ratings. Rotten Tomatoes gives it 56%, but Facebook Facebook gives it 4.9 out of 5.
That's because it's the demographic that ABC is aiming for it that uses Facebook.
I know, but I'm just thinking about that in relation to Hitman liking it.
Isn't IMDb like...
Well, that's the only, like, the app that I use, it only pulls data from... IMDb, so like it'll tell me the rating like on the show, so I don't have to like.
Who the hell votes on IMDb? Academy members or some shit. Like,
It was 7.5 out of 10, so I checked it out.
You of all the shows, you decided 7.5. There we go. That's the bar.
Well, I've already watched everything else that was good, and 7.5
from
10 not bad,
and then 9.5.
It doesn't let It doesn't let me organize it like that. Like, it only lets me see. It was on, like, the top rated shows, like the newest shows.
They paid to get it up there on the list. And
They did not pay this app. They did not pay this app. This is an illegal app. No one is. ABC is not going to pay an illegal
app. Sounds like they're trying to take money from anything. Okay, so ABC pays a marketing company, and the marketing company doesn't give a fuck where they get their.
They're basing it on that it's a new TV show. And the IMDb rating, and that's all they're doing. So that showed up.
Why wouldn't they just pull from Rotten Tomatoes? I don't understand.
I don't know. Maybe the API is.
Is there no Rotten Tomatoes in China where this app is probably made?
That's 56% Rotten Tomatoes.
They eat them there, so it's not like a.
Rotten Tomatoes?
What? What?
Oh, God.
97% like this TV show.
Wait, what are we rated on IMDb? Are we on there?
No.
We don't get screen credits? after every podcast.
Dozens of listeners.
He'll be hearing from my agent.
E-agent.
Oh, gosh.
Normally, we could talk about Vainglory, but I think Neon's the only one that's been playing it.
Well, regular season's about... Or is it not regular? I don't know what the fuck to call it, but... It's about to start.
Summer opens.
There we go.
Yeah. Wow.
Names.
Jesus, dude.
Somebody do you have to like promote it?
Yeah, Jesus.
No, I was being sarcastic because the name is garbage.
Oh, okay.
You sold it pretty well.
Yeah, you did actually. I didn't sense the sarcasm at all.
Summer open.
You should market TV shows for ABC.
Fuck yeah.
I legit believe you though.
Like it's in a couple of days, and we don't know brackets, we don't know prize pool, we don't know who's in it, we don't know anything. So, yeah.
Who tweeted that, like, prize pool, question mark? Who tweeted that? Somebody tweeted that recently.
Somebody...
Wait.
I don't know. Somebody tweeted, is there a prize pool, or are we just playing for fun?
I know all the answers. Ask me any of the questions you have about the upcoming
season. What's the prize pool?
Yes.
we are working with people.
Yes. Will there be a prize pool? Yes.
How much is the prize pool?
Yes. Summer Live.
Somebody tweeted it. It was like
prize pool. It's literally in less than a week, I think, and they haven't said anything.
They're working on it.
Good times. Good times.
I put the first coat of finish on my bed today. That was pretty exciting.
Nice.
I'll put the second one on.
Oh, my God.
When Conan updates, come over.
You got a solid 5 minutes.
If we didn't do this podcast, none of us would have heard from Tinker for like at least a month now. Well, I don't know. Yeah. I don't remember when Conan came out, but
very true.
Actually, yeah, it's almost a month.
He kidnapped Conan. Kidnapped Tinker.
I wish, like, there was a way to explain how much work I put in to this city. It's not even a castle. It's a fucking city. It's so beautiful.
I know that you've put more work into that than I've put in hours of work in my actual job. Even without taking the vacation.
Yikes.
I was just in Dallas visiting Neon's ex.
What's his name?
Oh, God. That's good stuff.
Feels fucking good, man.
His name is Sydney.
What the fuck?
Sydney Gilstrap Portley.
What the fuck?
Doesn't
he play Sherlock? Someone will get that. Please clap.
That's all my time for tonight, guys.
Oh, gosh.
Benedict Cumberbatch plays Sherlock. That's why. That was a joke. Now you know.
Benadryl Cumbersnatch.
Jesus.
Wait, what did you say? That didn't sound anything like Benedict Cumberbatch.
He's your ex. You tell us his name.
Huh? He said he was with the team and he'll be back. And he'll be back for the end of the fucking podcast.
Probably 1v1ing starting.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's already shaved.
His balls?
Whatever he shaves.
No, we need some more riveting shaving audio.
Balls. How can you be talking while water is being splashed in your face? He was shaving his balls.
I'm sure somebody at Guantanamo knows. Torture jokes.
Yeah.
The best kind. I'm going back to work tomorrow after 10 days off.
Yikes.
Nice.
I'm sad. Already planning my next vacation. We're supposed to go to Vegas next month.
I'm just excited to work again. That's why I'm excited for you. Because I'm just like, I've been in my fucking room for 3 months going fucking crazy. Like, same. Legit crazy. Like, legit fucking crazy. Like, you guys have no idea.
Don't ever leave me. Because I find you.
I was legit going crazy. But yeah, just fucking working again, like, fucking feels good, man.
I'm happy for you, dude.
I'm gonna throw up.
Thank you. Shut the fuck up.
Wow, just because you got a job? Wow. Okay.
This would be happy for me.
Sounds like these.
Neon Fire, 9, 10, and 1. What the fuck are you doing? As what? Fucking Lane Lance.
Oh my god. Why are you on my VG Pro?
I wasn't. Question. You were on the fucking Pro History.
Oh.
His Lance is trash. And everybody knows it.
No,
we're not gonna get on that.
I was playing with some friends and we just went all roams and we lost.
Oh. Friends.
Yeah, friends.
I gotta get me some of those.
Same.
They sound awesome. Yeah.
Where do they even sell them? Yeah, I really want another prize pool, though. Like, no joke.
Who's been playing a shit ton of Flicker top lane?
No, Flicker's Kensei, dude.
It is, actually. That's why I always, like, log in Flicker, but, like, I think it's Kensei.
How the hell has Draft Client not been updated yet, by the way?
Dude, I know. It's pretty crazy.
What if you wanted to actually draft Flicker and Kensei?
Yeah.
And that was and
you Pedal. Had to pick, like, Saw or something.
Yeah. And Saw.
Then you're fucked.
They were so fast with Tone or Malina, whoever came out second. Last. They're pretty good.
They were fast
it.
With Tony and Malina.
Doing what to them?
Putting them in the drop client.
Yeah.
But for some reason, Kenzie is just. I don't know.
Wait, the pro draft client?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I was like, what are you guys talking about?
Is that what you're like? Why do hella like the top leaderboards play hella BR? I don't understand that.
What? Is that to help?
Like
probably to like promote it because that's what more than half the users only play. I'm pretty sure.
Are you on my VG Pro?
What are you saying, top?
Like, I'm looking at the leaderboards and I'm clicking on like the top people, and most of them are like blitzes and BRs. And like ranked every once in a while
because they want to have fun.
Why are they playing Vainglory?
Because they're scared to lose that elo. That's why.
I am.
I think the only reason I could see to play BR is it lets.
Wait, BR is actually fun.
It lets the other person not like abuse their really good talents because they can't. You know what I mean?
But
like,
I want to see them.
I don't play Blitz.
Yeah, talents fuck Blitz.
Yeah.
I really hate Blitz. I really fucking hate it. Like, I don't like playing it at all. So I just BR. But,
Wait, like at all?
I mean, I'll play once in a while, but dude, it's so.
Yesterday, so Neon was streaming, and I was like, oh, I just missed that one. And he's like, no worries. I'll get you in the next one.
Dude, I forgot.
And then he finishes his game and he's like, alright, stream, that's gonna do it for me.
Viewer games are
tomorrow. Wow. Like,
wow. Okay, dude. Big time.
That's hell fucked up.
Viewer games.
I know your
tomorrow.
Boyfriend's good at basketball. You don't have to treat me like shit.
He made varsity.
Do you know who my boyfriend is?
Dude, you guys are.
It put me right back in high school. I'm gonna be honest, it put me right back in high school.
Yeah, you don't condone them, but you do them anyway.
Okay. No, Jeremy, that's not
Do him anyway. What?
What's his name?
Sydney.
Oh god! You guys want to play some Vainglory? Speaking of which,
I thought you told us to do this early so that you could go to sleep for your new job.
Yeah, I wanted to do it early so we can play like a game or two, and then I'm going to go to sleep. It's tradition that we play a game after the podcast, right?
I mean, we really only did like 30 minutes, if that.
If that.
Dude, like, there's
calm,
nothing to talk about.
Neon, calm down.
No, I'm saying...
Calm like, down.
Vainglory is so fucking retarded. What are we gonna like? Oh my god!
No, we don't need to talk about
Vainglory. Very little of what we talked about was Vainglory.
Yeah. No, yeah, but I'm saying like I want to talk about Vainglory, but there's nothing to talk about.
You
want to
talk about like Roblox or something?
Okay, dude.
You're off. Can you build that game?
You can. Dude, it's crazy though how many people are into Roblox. It's insane.
My brother's like, obsessed with that game.
Next generation. So is My Little Pony.
So is my freaking son and my daughter. Like,
I don't even know how he found out about the game, but he did, and now he.
Wait, what is the game?
Roblox.
Roadblock.
That wasn't even that funny.
It wasn't, but it's just really stupid, so it made it funny.
Fortnite.
The first Google result is what parents must know about this dangerous game for kids.
Oh god.
Oh god, here we go.
Tune in after.
Is her name Robin?
Tune in after Deception.
Oh god. Stay for a sneak peek of Teen Wolf.
Jeremy will stay. It looks like Lego.
It's like my... Actually, I don't know how to
describe it. Well, like, people... There's so many games inside Roblox. Like, you can play PUBG. You can play Fortnite. You can play fucking...
Fortnite.
Yeah, shut like, the fuck up!
Are there any Roblox on Fortnite?
Is it like...
People, like, make maps and, like...
Oh, so it's like different... Conan.
No.
Is this what you're playing?
You actually program like your own game modes. You can like put in rules basically. And like.
Sounds dangerous.
Like
you can make it sound like don't make me feel like a hacker.
Okay, you do like hide and seek and like tag and stupid.
There's dodgeball. There's fucking all kinds of shit. There's fucking fashion shows.
Yeah.
All kinds of shit.
Conan.
Yeah. Legit. There's
I've never heard Tinker defensive of a game like he is.
I'm not defensive at all. It's just really fucking hurt.
Fuck you guys.
All right, well, it's
you're not defensive, but you're being offended.
Hello, gamers.
Really hey, what's up, dude? Right? Did you finish shaving your balls?
Balls. Having a little heart to heart with the team. Let's relax.
Oh, you're looking for a new top laner? What?
Wait, one sec.
All right, it was fun having you here, Louis.
Just kidding.
Big time.
Oh, God.
Sorry, team, my mistake.
It's all good, team.
This is conversing.
Yo, you guys.
Team.
Did you guys hear Pusha T's diss to Drake, though? Holy Lord.
What?
Yeah, you know how... Oh, my God. You know how Drake...
Mr. T is dissing Drake?
No. Pusha T. He's a rapper.
Oh, okay.
It was
Isn't he on Law and Order?
No. Honestly, let's do it. It's called Story of Adnan. And, like, you know how most rap tracks, like, they're normally, like, really subliminal and, like, people don't actually come directly for each other? Pusha, like, goes off and he, like, accuses Drake of having, like, a secret baby with a porn star. And, like, Drake's producer has, like, multiple sclerosis. So he's, like, giving him shit for that. And jeez, it's horrible.
What honestly. The hell?
No, it's brutal.
I would never make fun of it. Probably the most for having multiple.
It's probably
scrolls.
The most disrespectful.
Like,
song I've ever heard.
I didn't even know Mr. T rapped. Does he start ever rap? Is that Pity the Fool?
Oh my lord!
Is Pusha T like a big rapper?
Yeah, he's with Good Music. He's
so,
he's been around
right over us.
Does he do collabs with the A-Team?
I don't know who the A-Team is.
I'm listening to it right now.
Not a Marvel fan?
Oh, what the f-
So retarded.
Isn't Drake like the biggest thing in rap right now?
Is it what?
Drake, like the biggest thing in rap for a long time?
He's a pretty big deal, yeah.
Oh my god.
It's hilarious, man.
Louis, do you know the prize pools?
Yes.
Do you know the prize pools?
What'd you say?
Prize pool.
No, I don't. I wish, man.
Wait, were you the one that tweeted that? Like, prize pool, question mark?
Not gonna lie.
I think I was, yeah.
I would have
been with her. I know they haven't.
Did released. You get any response from that?
Nothing. I thought they were already supposed to come out with them.
They were.
What? They're behind on a deadline they set for themselves?
Crazy.
Unheard of.
Really. Wait, why does he think here? That that's Drake's baby mama? Did the baby come out in a fake wheelchair or something?
What?
What?
No, it's a grassy joke.
Oh. I was like, you just said
a grassy joke.
I heard grassy joke.
What's grassy?
I don't know.
Wait, what did you say?
I don't understand how that's a diss.
Degrassi.
Though.
What's Degrassi?
The show that Drake was in before he was a rapper, where he was in a wheelchair.
Oh, what? He was in a what?
He played a kid in a wheelchair. Yeah.
Oh, that's like the first thing that comes up, Degrassi Drake.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
He looks so freaking different and like dorky.
Yes, he does.
He's super dorky.
God's plan.
Gospel plan, baby.
It's a miracle.
Oh gosh,
that's hilarious. That's crazy. I didn't know he was on that show. How, like, is Pusha T like a huge rapper? Like, does he have like influence, or is he just like?
Yeah, he's like
he has like one song that was hella good, and
No. He's like a pretty big deal. He's like been. Like a relevant rapper for like I don't know, like forever. He's like 40 years
longer
old. He's kind of like he's pretty well respected.
Damn.
He just came out with a new album like a week ago.
Okay.
Clearly, he plays PUBG.
Clearly.
Oh my god! PUBG soon Fortnite.
Are they really?
Again?
They're not going to win that.
Yeah, they are. You didn't see it?
No.
What are they trying to say now?
Before it out.
I don't know. I didn't read the article. But Fuji, like, commented on it, too. That's how I saw it.
Oh, that's why there's no prize pools yet. He's just browsing Twitter.
He's like, well, 2 million in PUBG, 100 million in Fortnite. We're going to hold off on our announcement, guys.
We're gonna wait for that to die down a little bit.
You spent this whole time looking for a picture of the A-team?
I just thought of it right now. I should. Because I think everybody should know who the A-team is.
Isn't that a movie?
I don't know if they made a new movie. I know it's a TV show.
They did make a movie. What's his name? Not the guy from The Hangover.
Yeah.
And Silver Linings. Damn, I can never remember his name.
It was a TV show a long time
2010.
Ago.
2010. No, it was a movie.
No, shut up.
It was a TV show a long Jesus. Time ago.
No, but I'm talking about when the movie came out. It was like 8 years ago.
Hmm.
Bradley Cooper.
Oh, they redid
it. Cooper,
and
thank you.
Okay.
Quentin Rampage Jackson was.
Oh, you know it's good if they got UFC washed up fighters in it.
Where's the tweet? I'm trying to
Speaking of washed up, is everything all good with your team, Louis? I know you're in a meeting.
What do you mean?
Oh my God.
Tinker, what do you mean?
It was just an opportunity.
All right, Tink.
Does Rogue need a professional Conan player?
I think we're good on that department.
I was already on the Rogue stream team. Thank you very much.
He was.
Cool story.
And I got deleted. No, I'm not on the Rogue stream team anymore. It's
fucking bad. Do they keep a lot of streamers that don't stream on their team?
Yeah, they do. I'm not going to name any of them because that's free clout. PUBG reportedly is suing Fortnite for copyright infringement in Korea.
What?
Injunction has been filed, so I should cover infringement. Epic Games, the suit, which is allegedly filed in January, is created to determine whether the latter's Fortnite was copied from the former player. No, better not.
Okay.
They're just saying there's similarities. Okay, and then where does Daybreak come in to play, or Arma, or...
Exactly.
So is it, if it was Brendan Green suing, it would make more sense because Bluehole didn't come up with VR.
But can you even own a game mode like that? Like, does somebody own Team Deathmatch?
Exactly.
Well, Blizzard sued Valve when Blizzard didn't want to pick up Dota. And Valve did. And then they were like, wait a second. But it was made on our engine and in our game, and maybe we should have picked it up. So you're going to have to call it Dota 2, and you're going to have to change all the heroes' names. I don't see how this is going to hold up. Maybe in Korea, but...
I think that's probably why they're trying to do it over there.
Yeah.
Different laws.
Wasn't there, like, VR games before PUBG, though? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Started in Arma, I believe, as an Arma mod, and then DayZ, and then H1Z1.
So this is the magic trick, huh? Illusion, Michael. Tricks are what whores do for money.
Illusion. I'm so excited to watch this.
Me too.
I can't believe I didn't hear about it. Like.
Until like 3 days ago.
I had to
ago.
See it all on Netflix, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I had to actually see it on Netflix. That's so weird to me.
See what?
The rest of the development.
The development's coming back. It came back today.
New season.
Oh, I don't know what that is. Sorry.
You
oh
need to fucking God. Watch it.
Start watching it now.
It's so good. You can skip season 4, though.
Man, yeah, you can. Right, man. So how's everything with you, LVD?
Things are good. Got a new job.
Congrats.
Thank you. It's fun working there with my brother.
Nice.
Got that at like 5 days a week, 9 a.m.
Damn.
And then,
Is that just for the summer?
Yeah, just for the summer. And then I got scrims later, like 4 hours.
But you guys plan on showing up to your scrims? Because we've been scrimming this one team, never fucking shows up.
Wait. Have we canceled on you?
Neon. Neon literally never. He's actually the only one there ever. But
it's not me.
I know, it's not you. It's
wait, Vision canceled on us too.
Yeah.
Dude,
it's Shine. Yeah. At least it's my guess.
We're like, make it flake.
No, but yesterday was dumb. Like, we had one player that wasn't going to be able to make it. So then, I don't know if I actually want to talk about this on the podcast. But, well, no.
Do you think anyone listens?
No, we had one player that wasn't going to be able to make it. So, like, we were like, okay, then we won't be, like, we have to cancel. But, we talked to our sub, and he was like, okay, sure, I'll show up. And then, like, a minute later, like, Shine just tags everyone. He was like, okay, I canceled scrims. And I was like, what?
Attaboy. Attaboy, Shine.
But, yeah, Jesus. That wasn't supposed to happen.
I didn't get a message to show up. Assistant to the sub.
Assistant to the regional manager.
You guys want to hear a random non-topical fact?
Sure.
Verizon.
Non-topical mean you ingest it.
I just got on this random Google train. Verizon bought AOL in 2015 for $4.4
billion. Yikes.
The holy fuck does shit. AOL do anymore?
I was about to ask that.
Why would you spend
the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network?
Jesus, what
AOL does that?
There has to be something behind now, it. Like AOL must have had like owned some sort of.
Do you know how many CDs are still out there with free internet time?
No, but I think they have like patents dozens. Or something that's valuable to them for them to want to buy AOL.
Yeah,
like, but how long ago was that?
2015.
Yeah, so it's, what the?
Was Neon even born yet?
Dude, what the?
Wait, I thought Louis was younger than Neon.
That is true.
He is.
That doesn't sound true.
When he's here, we need to make fun of him for being young.
Wait, how old are you, Neon? You're 19? When's your birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm older than you.
Ooh, when's your birthday?
How the turns table.
Oh, fuck.
There you go, folks. Now you have their personal information. Mother's maiden?
Okay. And last four.
Name of my first pet?
Street you grew up on.
Uh-huh.
It's your porn name.
Three, baby.
City I was born on.
Wait, is that your first pet's name and then your street name or reverse?
If you do the reverse, it's your alter ego porn name.
So
either way, you should say it out loud.
Mine's Bradley Whiskey or Whiskey Bradley.
Post it on the internet.
Or Whiskey Bradford is what it is. Bradley? Yeah, Bradford.
Oh. So AOL had a sophisticated suite of advertisement technologies that matched Google and Facebook.
That's crazy. That's a lot of money for a company that hasn't been that relevant for a long time.
It was for their technologies, not for their brand.
I got some technologies. You want to buy them for $1 billion?
Can it rival Google advertisements?
Yeah, we advertise and stuff.
Hashtag ad.
All that stuff. I announced our new sponsors last episode.
I'll let Verizon know.
Sprint and T-Mobile are trying to merge for 5G.
Garbage.
Fucking hate Sprint, dude. Sprint is garbage.
They'll still be worse than Verizon and AT&T, even put together.
Yeah.
It's pretty hurtful if anyone's listening from there.
Yeah, so they're gonna take real offense to this podcast.
Sprint CEO listens to this podcast.
They're probably in their office like, we have technologies, how dare he.
Hey, at least they're thinking, at least we didn't buy AOL, am I right, guys?
For $50 a share.
Dude, I bet AOL is hella happy. They're probably like, holy shit.
The last three guys working in the office.
Please, God.
You said billion with a B? We were hoping for 4.4 million. They really bought that technologies dollars. Presentation you gave them? Dude. You said we were going to rival Google?
Everybody holds on to the AOL share. That's pretty sick.
Sorry, guys. We fucking tried.
Are we distracting you too much from your Conan?
No. Not at all.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I know you still play, so I don't know what the hurry is to leave.
There's no hurry to leave. Why are you trying to hurt my feelings?
Because we used to be friends.
Wow. Damn.
You thought that?
Damn.
You don't come around anymore.
Real talk.
You moved to a new city. You're doing big things.
I'm building a city.
Would it be faster if you farmed the materials in Fortnite and then brought them over to Conan?
Yes. Yes.
Is Conan getting a BR mode? Is that why you're on that game?
I wouldn't be surprised, dude. I would not be surprised.
Is that why you're on that game? I got an axe, guys. I'm going in.
Dude, honestly, I still to this day think a medieval BR would do well.
It sounds fun.
Yeah. But the engine has to be like on point. Because melee combat is a joke even today. I think For Honor got it right. So maybe use that.
Isn't there this? I think that's For Honor, yeah. Let me see. Yeah, it's...
What the fuck?
Yeah, I was thinking about that game.
Yeah, like just turn For Honor into a BR.
What the fuck?